Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because, once again, somehow, it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. You know this is my favorite time of the week. But before we do this week's show, why don't you clear up the challenge from last time?
I said, start with the phrase, the winner is. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for what some toothpaste does and a five-letter word for what you might do after you use toothpaste. What are the words?
Well,
you can rearrange those letters to spell whiten and rinse.
Aha.
All right. I have done both of those, and I am ready for your questions.
Okay, Mike. Catch him if you can. We're in the final days, and Cardinal fans are hoping maybe weeks of legendary baseball slugger Albert Pujols' Hall of Fame career. The 42-year-old is in his 22nd and final season, returning to St. Louis for a farewell tour that has turned into an inspired pennant race. Already fourth all-time in career homers, Pujols is hoping to go out with a third World Series ring. In honor of Pujols, today's correct answers will also begin with AL.
Okay.
What is the first name shared by a 9th-century king of the Anglo-Saxons, a Human Behavior Institute founder born in New Jersey in 1894, and a British film director born 5 years later?
Alfred, as in Alfred Hitchcock and the other ones.
That's right. And also Kinsey and The Great.
Ah, there it is.
Reachable by regular ferry, what site run by the National Park Service includes current exhibits on the 1969 American Indian occupation and another called the Big Lockup, mass incarceration in the U.S.?
Is that Alcatraz?
That is Alcatraz, which ceased being a prison in 1963, 1 year after three men broke out. Number three has two answers. Name the country and its capital. The country borders clockwise Tunisia, Libya, Niger, Mali, Mauritania, and Morocco.
The country is Algeria.
Sure.
And its capital is Algiers.
That's right.
And yay.
It dates its modern iteration to 1962, of course, after the War of Independence against France. Born in the Bronx in 1989, what Democrat became the youngest woman ever to serve in Congress after knocking off a 10-term incumbent in a 2018 primary, after most recently working at Flats Fix Taqueria?
Her initials don't fit the category.
That's right.
But her entire name does. That is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's right. And calling back to last week's show, AOC was nominated for an Emmy in 2020 in the category Editorial and Opinion, which I guess exists, for a film about the Green New Deal. And finally, a Chinese e-commerce giant, what company founded by Jack Ma was named, according to Ma, after he asked a waitress in San Francisco if she was familiar with the name, and she responded, yes, Open Sesame.
Oh, is that Alibaba?
It is. And at the time of its 2014 stock market debut, Alibaba had the biggest IPO in history. Well, Mike Nothnagel was all kinds of good this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org to see all of those questions that Ian just asked me. There are two others. You can call them alternates. We call them extra credit. And there is also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the word Cardinals. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell the names of two famous record labels. What are they? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, get working on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.